Hello everyone, Annette here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today we're starting What is the Body? And we're on lesson 261. What is the body? The body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his true self from other parts. It is within this fence he thinks he lives, to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence, he thinks that he is safe from love. Identifying with his safety, he regards himself as what his safety is. How else could he be certain he remains within the body, keeping love outside?
The body will not stay. Yet this he sees as double safety. For the Son of God's impermanence is proof his fences work, and do the task his mind assigned to them. For if his oneness still remained untouched, who could attack, and who could be attacked? Who could be victor? Who could be his prey? Who could be victim? Who the murderer? And if he did not die, what proof is there that God's eternal Son has been destroyed?
The body is a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear, where every dream is born. For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose given it. But we can change the purpose which the body will obey by changing what we think that it is for.
The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence him into hell without escape, yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell. The Son of God extends his hand to reach his brother, to help him walk along the road with him. Now is the body holy. Now it serves to heal the mind that it was made to kill.
You will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth and not in lies. Love is your safety. Fear does not exist. Identify with love and you are safe. Identify with love and you are home. Identify with love and find your true self. What is the body?
Lesson 261. God is my refuge and security. I will identify with what I think is refuge and security. I will behold myself where I perceive my strength and think I live within the citadel where I am safe and cannot be attacked. Let me today seek not security in danger, nor attempt to find my peace in murderous attack. I live in God. In Him I find my refuge and my strength. In Him is my identity. In Him is everlasting peace. And only there will I remember who I really am.
Let me not seek for idols. I would come, my Father, home to you today. I choose to be as you created me and find the Son whom you created as my true self. Lesson 261, God is my refuge and security.
I like how yesterday's lesson, if you just remember yesterday's lesson, lesson 260, let me remember God created me. And this was our prayer. I won't read it all, but there's part of it like, the Course always helps us get ready for the next part. Mm-hmm. You know, every lesson is just so perfectly orchestrated for then the next lesson, you know, starting way back at lesson one, how, you know, every lesson just kind of lays the groundwork for the next lesson. I don't know. I just find that really inspirational and beautiful. Father, I did not make myself, although in my insanity, I thought I did. And so now we're saying, okay, we did not make ourselves. So what is this? The body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his true self from other parts. So we're ready for today.
So what does that mean to you?
What's the it?
Oh, dear. The it is, like when you read that sentence, the body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his true self from other parts. When you read that sentence, what comes up inside of you?
It feels very true. It feels very true because the body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his true self from other parts. So, you know how my experience is, so like I get home from work and I've had a busy day and I'm driving up my driveway and I just think, oh, even though I've had a wonderful day, once I get to my little place and I just get to just have some respite for a little bit and I recharge and maybe have a nice meal or pet my dogs or talk to my husband, you know, something like that. Well, I've fenced myself off from all the other bodies. And it's not that I didn't have a wonderful time that day, but it's just now I get to have a little bit of me time or sitting down for meditation, or I love to study. So, you know, for me, sitting down, you know, maybe lighting some incense, which I love to do, and get out my whatever I'm studying at the time and just be with me, I feel a sense of safety. You know, I just feel a sense of, okay, now I just get to be. And what that, I mean, so that's just my experience is sentence number one, is that I feel that it's a fence, that, you know, nothing else can really kind of come in during those times, that I've created this sense of safety that I think is around me, but it's not really true. And two, the body is the fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his true self from, I mean, I am not truly separate from all those other bodies I saw during the day. I am one, but then I pull away and say, oh, I'm safe from all the other sons of God, but there's really only one son. There's only one extension that had this tiny mad idea. What would it be like to be separate from my creator? What comes up for you?
Well, a lot of the same. And I'm kind of introverted. And so I do feel more safety like by myself. And I think all of that's part of that fence.
It is. Yeah, it is. So what makes us feel safe when we're by ourselves? Like, we both have that experience.
As two introverts talking here.
And I just want to say you're not an introvert. You're just more.
Is that true?
Well,
I've always thought of myself as an introvert.
An introvert is someone who processes inside themselves, and an extrovert is someone who processes outside of themselves. You are definitely not an introvert.
In that definition, yes. In the other definition of what helps me recharge my batteries, I'm definitely introverted.
I am too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, or yeah. Introverted extroverts or extroverted introverts. Well, I think that shows for us the importance of our connection with other people. But then also, I know for me, I can get so overstimulated, or just like, I feel, do you know, like those pictures where like it looks like someone has like stuck their finger in an outlet or something, and their hair is all crazy. Uh-huh. That's how overstimulated I can get. It's like, oh my gosh, I feel a little frazzled. And it's like, I need to take a breath.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like right when I get home, I have to just go and just sit down, shut my eyes, and just do some deep breathing for a few minutes. And it's like, okay, now I'm ready to continue on my day. Like, I can't just go from boom, 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 boom. Mm. And that's part of why we like to teach people, I think based on our personal experience, that we need to close and open each gathering, or open and close depending on the order. So what that means is we need to really make sure we're present and not carrying the last bit of the day to the next part of the day. And sometimes that does mean just taking a step back, whether it's maybe going to the bathroom or just in a separate room, or just taking those moments and saying, okay, just settling in, then being on to the next thing.
That's been a very important practice for me, because I find that when I don't close my gathering, I mean, and it doesn't have to be a long thing. It can just be just a few breaths. Mm-hmm. But if I don't close one gathering and then I go into the next one, then I haven't really put a period at the end of the sentence from that previous gathering. And by gathering, we could just mean, okay, we go into one store and then you're going to go in the next store. And you just, like when you get in your car, you just kind of say, okay, I'm finished with that store. Now I'm going to go on to the next store. It could be, we're coaches. So one session, you know, we finish one session. When it's really, it's been an important, actually disciplined to learn as a coach, because one, you don't want to bring the emotions that might've, you know, you're not, they're not as a coach, I'm not a stone. So, you know, there's emotions that do come up, but I really make sure that, I'm well rested, feeling good, so that I don't become emotional for the most part. But even then, to kind of put a period at the end of one session before we go on to the next session, so that we can be fully present. And that's actually a beautiful practice for all of life, because otherwise we can't be present.
Yeah. And then to set our intention for the next event. Like if we were wanting to, we just finished something, like we finished a session or something like that, and say, okay, I want to be present and conscious for my next client. Yeah. Or just whatever we're doing in that day to really make sure we keep on setting, okay, well, how do I want to show up here?
Right.
That's so important to me. And especially, so we're talking about today, what is the body? And this thing about, oh, the body is a fence. I also know that experience, because then at times in my life and still in certain situations, I can have very rigid boundaries and like, okay, you know, keep that person out, or just, okay, if as long as I can keep, you know, whatever energy or situation at arm's length, then I'm going to feel safe. And it's like, becomes those rigid boundaries. They work in a sense of, it does help keep what I don't want in my life away, but it also is coming from a more fear-based place than healthy boundaries, which are coming from love. I'm just saying, oh, keep it out, keep it out, keep it out. Not, okay, well, what really does serve me and what do I want to bring in? Mm-hmm. They may look exactly the same from the outer perspective, but inside they have a lot different experience. And that can be that fence.
Right. And even, what do I want to allow in? Learning to turn it over, like even learning to turn our boundaries over.
Right.
That has been helpful for me. Is like, well, maybe I'm really in fear. And so I think, oh, you know, keep this person out or keep this situation out. But then turning it over and just be willing, well, you know, to know that whatever happens, I'm not alone in the situation, and to always come from the place of listening to guidance and not reacting with fear and attack. And that for me means slowing down. Like I've noticed in my life, for me to really listen to the guidance, so, you know, later on, it's talking here about fear, right? Within this fence, he thinks that he is safe from love. So we'll get into that tomorrow. But for me, listening to guidance and allowing that voice for God to be present within me all day or as much as possible for me, that really has meant slowing down and just, you know, not just reacting, but really creating that pause and being able to respond from guidance. I do want us to have a little time with lesson 261. God is my refuge. I will identify with what I think is refuge and security. I will behold myself where I perceive my strength and think I live within the citadel where I am safe and cannot be attacked. What I wanted to bring up with this lesson is if we're coming from a place that has been very familiar to me, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, is God never seemed like a refuge. God seemed like too scary to be a refuge. So when I say God is my refuge and my security, you know, the first number of years with A Course in Miracles, and even now on occasion, I do have to say, you know, 7 years in is like, okay, you know, if I have turned things over and then I don't really understand how they're shaken out, you know, it's like, oh, this is not how I imagined it would be. I still, every now and then, you know, it's so much less than I used to, but just still like, okay, is this, you know, did I really turn it over, and do I have to be afraid if I really turn it over? And so God is my refuge and my security. You know, I know it's based on, you know, this is very much similar to one of the Psalms, Psalms 46. It says here in the CE, it gives us, I know it sounded like God is my refuge and my strength. That's what I always learned it to be. But what is your experience with really being safe with God?
Not very much. Are you talking about like previously or lately?
Just
what's the time frame?
just your experience. About? Like, has it evolved? Has it changed?
It's definitely evolved. And
involved. It's definitely involved.
Did I say involved? I meant evolved. Yes.
It's probably involved too.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm thinking about your question, and then I just say a word that sounds close to what I'm thinking. It has evolved a lot. Because I never really connected God with refuge and security. You know, God was just, this kind of may sound blasphemous, but just some dude, you know, just like, okay. I never, like.
Did you have fear associated with God?
Because
some dude sounds like, you know, like very insignificant.
Yes, that's correct.
That's how you thought of God?
Yeah, for a very long time.
Till when?
I would say the last 5 years. 5 years ago, as I got more into the ACIM study that we've been doing. Because even when we started A Course in Miracles, you were dragging me along. Not unwillingly, but you would say, oh, Ada, you should do this. And I was like, I don't really want to. I was more very resistant. Maybe I should have said dragging you along, because that makes it sound like you're forcing me and you weren't forcing me. But I...
Thank you for that correction.
You were not forcing me.
I was just really excited about it, and it was helping me so much, even though the first few years, I could just tell it, oh, wow, this is so helpful for me.
Yeah. So you were encouraging, not forcing, encouraging. And the first 2 years, very resistant. And I know I didn't really think much of God. But then as A Course in Miracles, I've said this in an earlier episode that A Course in Miracles was really the only thing helping me in my life. Like, I do other stuff, you know, other modalities, but then it was really, I would come back to what ACIM said, and that's what really helped change my life.
So is this like, God is my refuge? So like, let me today seek not security in danger, nor attempt to find my peace in murderous attack. I live in God, In him I find my refuge and my strength. In him is my identity. In him is everlasting peace. And only there will I remember who I really am. I mean, the purpose of life is to remember who we truly are. So that's it for today. Lesson 261.
We'll continue this tomorrow.
Yes, we have a lot to say about this. I mean, this brings up a lot because we have so much body identification, and we have varying experiences and feelings about the word God and what that all represents. And so this is going to be a really, I think, interesting and helpful section for us as Course in Miracles students. So have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.